It's campaign season. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The 2024 presidential hopefuls are hitting the campaign trail.
It's now 3 years since the Capitol riots of January 6th, and that's something that President Biden decided to highlight in a campaign speech yesterday when he went after former President Donald Trump, calling him a threat to democracy. Well, today, Donald Trump shot back at President Biden when he was on the campaign trail here in Iowa. Take a listen.
He runs out of fuel. The fuel doesn't last very long, so... You notice the speeches, they start off very energetic. He's a threat to democracy. By the end, he's like, oh, I got to get off. This is not the man we should have for our president.
In the meantime, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, they've been going after each other in recent days and weeks. They've essentially been fighting over that second place spot in polling behind the front runner Donald Trump.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Iowa. A medical scare involving the Secretary of State comes to light.
Concerns are being raised after the Pentagon reportedly waited several days to notify President Biden and other top officials that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized in the ICU. The 70-year-old was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center Monday night after apparently suffering complications from an elective surgery. Austin is said to be recovering well and has resumed his full duties. President Biden says he has complete confidence in Austin.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker criticized the Defense Department's lack of transparency on the health scare. In a statement, Secretary Austin says that he takes full responsibility for not alerting the public to the situation sooner. Rescue teams working through the snow to get supplies to victims of an earthquake in Japan. At least 128 people have been killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The first major snowstorm of the season hitting parts of the Northeast. We hear from Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell.
The National Weather Service issuing winter storm warnings from the Carolinas up through Maine. Parts of New York State and New England could see as much as a foot of snow. Emergency crews spent the last few days chaining up their tires, salting the roadways. We spoke to a plow driver who's ready to get to work.
Guys get excited. Everybody's been out doing their equipment the last week. Getting ready, hyped up, you know, hoping to make paychecks.
Maryland on Saturday getting 1 to 2 inches per hour. That was creating some messy conditions on the roadways. Now, some of the heaviest snowfall is expected on Sunday. Officials warn to stay off the roads if you can. They plan to have everything cleaned up by the Monday morning commute. In Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Another surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border.
Activity has also been picking up recently. Yesterday, Fox cameras capturing video of about 100 migrants or so being taken into custody near an exclusive neighborhood with high-end homes. The area butts right up to part of the Rio Grande River and has become another hot spot. We also caught up on Friday with Democratic Congressman Don Davis of North Carolina, who made the trip to Eagle Pass to see this crisis for himself. As the talks between lawmakers and the White House continue over that supplemental spending agreement where President Biden has requested $14 billion for additional border funding, Congressman Davis says they must act fast as this ongoing crisis is just not sustainable.
That's Fox's Casey Stiegel reporting. The House Republicans traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas this week, urging President Biden to take action on border policy. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve another $15 billion in Department of Homeland Security funding. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.